Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. It looks like any chance of funding SEPTA and staving off massive service cuts before the deadline have gone completely off the rails in Harrisburg. The Pennsylvania Senate has teed up its own plan to fund SEPTA and mass transit, ignoring a plan passed Monday by the State House. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Joe Mowat reports.
The plan from Senate Republicans would fund mass transit and SEPTA with a drawdown of funds in the Pennsylvania Public Transit Trust Fund. In addition to funding, it also requires greater state oversight of SEPTA finances, safety and security, requires mandatory fare hikes tied to consumer price index, and sends money from the fund to rural roads and highways. SEPTA said over the weekend that using that fund would jeopardize rider safety and would not stop the massive service cuts set to go into effect later this month, Philadelphia Democrat Sharif Street.
This amendment is a cut to mass transit masquerading as funding. It would take money from mass transit and divert it to roads and bridges for rural communities.
Republican Senate Leader Joe Pittman sneered as he told the Philadelphia senators this is how they felt when Governors Shapiro and Rendell took money for roads and directed it to SEPTA.
Doesn't feel so good, does it?
SEPTA's deadline to prevent the August 24th service cuts is Thursday. Police in Cheltenham Township are searching for thieves who robbed an armored truck of hundreds of thousands of dollars Tuesday morning. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the details.
Officials say it was just after 10:30 this morning when they got a call for a robbery outside of the H Mart on Cheltenham Avenue and Old York Road. Lieutenant Andy Snyder, patrol commander for the Cheltenham Township Police, says two people ambushed an armored truck driver.
One of the individuals armed with an AK-style rifle and the other with a handgun. During the robbery, the suspects took the armored car driver's gun from them and then proceeded to take between $700,000 and $800,000 from the armored car.
Snyder says the suspects then fled in a black Acura TLX with tinted windows.
They fled westbound on Cheltenham Avenue and then into Philadelphia. At that point, we don't know beyond that where they fled towards.
It's unknown if this is linked to other robberies in the area, but Snyder confirmed it's a possibility and says officials will look at data and evidence during the ongoing investigation. Tuesday was National Poll Worker Recruitment Day. Philadelphia election officials took the opportunity to highlight the continual need for volunteers to work the polls in the city. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Thelma Ray Pratt started working the elections in Point Breeze more than 50 years ago, before she could even vote herself, and she's been doing it ever since.
A lot has changed since the 70s, but one thing that has not changed, voting is important to all of us. Important!
Philadelphia City Commissioners recognized Ray Pratt as part of Poll Worker Recruitment Day. The National Day of Action got started during the drastic poll worker shortage of the pandemic. But in Philadelphia, where each election takes more than 5,000 workers, it's a constant need. And Commissioner Seth Bluestein says a critical one.
When it comes to making sure that our democracy functions, you are the most important people on election day.
The commissioners have made a big effort to recruit younger workers through a program called Involved at 17, which has attracted 800 high school students to staff the polls.
This year's election is on November 4th. After almost a century of educating students in Camden, Eastside High School will be torn down to make way for a new state-of-the-art institution. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Crews have already started to prepare for demolition. Bricks from the crumbling facade were given away as tokens of remembrance as several graduates took one last look.
It's bittersweet. It actually gives me a lot of emotions, but I'm excited about what's to come. I know that our students deserve better.
That's Arlethea Brown from the class of 89. Gloria Vega, principal of Eastside High School, taught there for 18 years.
And while today we prepare to say goodbye to the physical building, we will never say goodbye to what it stands for. The pride, the resilience, the friendship.
Students last walked the halls of Eastside in 2023. They moved into a temporary space once county officials received approval to build a new school.
The new school is slated to open in 2029. A West Philadelphia organization that works to fight poverty is hosting their annual Back to School event Wednesday. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has more.
This year, Jamila Harris Morrison, executive director at Achievability on Market Street in West Philly, is gearing up for their big backpack and school supply giveaway.
Yes, oh my gosh, we are so excited. We're going to be giving out over 1,000 backpacks, so please come join us.
But that's not all they're doing. Families will also be given educational resources and access to family support services. And you know, it's not a party without good food.
At 5901 Market, we're going to be outside We're going to have some fresh squeezed lemonade. We're going to have some Deke Sport Ice. So.
And what about that dance floor?
Oh, my gosh. We got our staff member, DJ Smooth, who's going to be, you know, busting tunes for us. We're going to have the reading captains there.
And those backpacks, she said, will be filled with all the essentials.
The event is from 4 to 6 p.m. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.